soldier on the battlefield. I am a hard-fighting soldier on the battlefield. I am a hard-fighting soldier on the battlefield. And I'm bringing souls to Jesus by the service that I give.
I'm a hard-fighting soldier on a battlefield. I'm a hard-fighting soldier on the battlefield. I am a hard-fighting soldier on a battlefield, bringing souls to Jesus, the service that I give. Amen. If you're happy and glad to be here this evening, let the church say amen. If you know that God is with us this evening, let the church say amen.
Amen.
Oh, how wonderful it is to be in the house of the Lord and among his people. And if you are not a part of God's family, you don't know what spiritual blessings that you're missing out on. But hopefully this evening I can persuade you to give God a chance and allow him to help shape your life for the better. As we mentioned earlier, Brother Amanzo Jones is at home preparing for his surgery tomorrow. And we pray and hope that all things will go according to plan, that he will have a speedy recovery and be among us once again. But as they say, the show must go on. And I'm so grateful to our elders for entrusting in me tonight to share God's word with you. Also, I'd like to take this time to thank all of the brethren who have conducted us in our worship service thus far. You know, Brother Z, I've been preaching long enough to understand that when a brother preach in the evening time, he has challenges. And if you're like me, some of us went home to try to finish up that turkey dinner. And you know, I told myself, hey, Gary, you gotta preach, don't eat too much. You know, so I tried to lay back Brother Daniel, but it didn't work. So the challenge of sleepiness that we all gotta deal with this evening. But I make a deal with you. If you lend me your ears and your attention for about 20 or 25 minutes, I get us up out of here. Do we have a deal? But if not, I just start from the book of Genesis and keep reading, man. Now, if you have your Bibles, turn to the scripture passage that was read by Brother James, coming from the book of Hebrews. It's 5, starting at verse 12. You have it, say amen.
Amen. Right.
And the word of God says, for in the time ye ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in a word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. I'd like to talk to you this evening, just for a few minutes, with the subject entitled, The Unskillful Christian. The Unskillful Christian. You know, it's sad but so evidently true that members who have been in the church for years are still using milk. They haven't grown much since becoming a part of God's family. Still stumbling over things, still stumbling over the first principles that they were taught so long ago. The questions that we need to ask ourselves tonight are, if I'm still using milk, then why? Also, could I be considered as an unskillful Christian? To help answer these questions, we need to look into the scriptures and see what Paul says about the matter. In verse 12, Paul admonishes those Christians who still had need of milk and not ready for strong meat. Paul, for when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Oh, during this time, when members should have been at a point in their life to teach others about God's saving power, they have need for someone to teach them again. Tragedy. Tragedy. Either they forgot what they have learned or didn't grow at all, still stumbling over those first principles of the oracles of God. We need to be careful, church, that we don't fall into that same category, having need of milk and not of strong meat. As being members of the Church of Christ, we should always strive to grow and thirst after God's word, amen? But as we read in our scripture passage, that didn't seem to be the case with these particular Christians. The unskillful Christians. In verse 13, Paul describes those who use or have need of milk as unskillful. He says, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. He is a babe. Paul associated unskillful as babes. And we know, church, that the only babes here in the church are the newly converted, or the physical newborns. Am I right about it? And as I look around this evening, we don't have too many of those. So we all should have some level of skills in using them to improve the church in some way, shape, or form. We need to use our skills to help share God's word more effectively with others. We need to use our skills to promote the true church in which we read about in the pages of the Bible. We need to use our skills to help build up this community in which we all work. Amen? And we need to use our skills to learn how to keep members after we baptize. But as we read in the scripture text, that didn't seem to be the interest with those members, the unskillful Christian. In verse 14, Paul explains what mature or older Christians should be using and doing. Paul says, meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercise to discern both good and evil. The question can be raised, are we using strong meat? Are we using strong meat? You know, sometimes as I listen to biblical discussions and observe members' actions, it kind of makes me question their usage of meat. You know, as we grow and get mature in the Lord, Clifford, we should not be stumbling over those first things or the first principles, amen? Some things should start to become second nature to us. Why, Brother Davis? Because God's word should be dwelling richly in our hearts, amen? If we continue to study and to show ourselves approved, discerning both good and evil becomes easy. But some of us are like those Christians in which we read about, still using or have need of milk. Church, it's time that we move on to strong meat, putting in practice what we have learned about God, the unskillful Christian. In my conclusion, let's put it all into perspective. If you are not a newly converted Christian and have been in the church long enough to understand God expects from his children, then you should be exercising your faith and skills. God has no room for those who are not productive. How do you know? Because John 15, starting at verse 1, the Bible says, "For I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away." But also, if we do what we're supposed to do, we also need to read on with the verse and hear these encouraging words. Continuing with verse 2, "And every branch that bears fruit, he purges, that he may bring forth more fruit." Remember our true commission, which is to share the gospel with others and teaching them to observe all things that Jesus commands us to do. Don't be like the unskillful Christian. Now, we have come down to this point in our worship service. Find yourself identifying with the unskillful Christian. Don't stay in that state. You need to make a change tonight. Also, if you find yourself missing out on God's spiritual blessings that God has for your life, it's time for you to do something about that as well. But there are steps that one must take to receive those spiritual blessings. The first step is that you must hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, how Jesus came down from heaven to die on the cross for you and for me. But not to stay dead. On the third day, he arose with all power in his hand. Amen? That's the first step. The second step is that you must believe. Why must I believe, Brother Davis? Because John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You heard. You say that you believe. What's the next step? Repent. What is repentance? Repentance simply means to turn away from all things that you know to be wrong. We got to give up some things. Make a change for the Bible. Why must I make that change? Luke 13:3 tells us, "No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." The Fourth step is that you must confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart. Come up before this crowd and confess that you believe in the Son of Jesus Christ. Romans 10:10 tells us, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So you heard, you believe, you're willing to repent, you even confess, but we got one more step that you must take. That is to go in the watery grave of baptism. The water is ready. The water is warm. Just needs you to come on forth and get baptized. Why must I get baptized? Because Acts 2:38 tells us, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, that ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Those are the steps that one must take to receive those spiritual blessings as well as those eternal salvation, that promise to you. Those are the steps that one must take. But also, if you are already a part of the church, but you find yourself identifying with the unskillful Christian, now is the time that you must come up and give your life back to God. Or if you just simply need prayer, why don't you let Heart Street pray with you and for you? It's not too late. If you find yourself in ideas categories, we'll ask that you come as together we stand and sing the Lord's Invitation Song.
Tis for you and me, let us faithful face to the breeze. Tis a fount of love from the source above that is bids us all freely drink.
Thirsty soul,
hear the welcome call. 'Tis a fountain poured for all.
Will you come be the fountain free? Amen, amen. I know this might be some out there who's still thinking about giving your life over to the Lord. Sometimes we get a little nervous when we're in the crowd. Just let you know, it don't always have to be on Sunday. But today is the time that God has given to you. So if you're still interested and want to be a part of the church, let the crowd die down. We still got people here who will baptize you and bring you into the fold. I just want to thank the elders for the opportunity. And I told you I held up on my part of the deal. Man, I see some heads bobbing. So, we just appreciate the opportunity and thank you.